You're on Texas Standard Time.
Black Lives Matter! Black Lives Matter! Black Lives Matter!
The Black Lives Matter movement in McAllen, Texas, is led in part by a teenager. 18-year-old Aimalohi Aramaseli and her two older brothers planned a recent protest and vigil in the city adjacent to their hometown of Mission.
A lot of people want to look at protests like they're going to be something crazy and violent, but a lot of the time it's just community building and a place to start conversations and speak with one another.
Aramaseli is Black and lives in a community that is more than 90% Hispanic, a community that showed up by the hundreds at McAllen's Archer Park for the protest. Before the march started, Daniel Lopez of FAR burned sage to cleanse and bless the protest. That's a practice by curanderas, or faith healers of the Hispanic culture. Lopez was at the protest as part of the Carnalismo National Brown Berets, a pro-Chicano movement that first emerged in the 1960s.
Historically, we have always been very united. The Brown Berets and the Black Panthers and the American Indian movement have actually been involved with each other since the Civil Rights Movement.
Rosa Vidal, also from FAR, echoes the need for minorities to speak out against social injustices facing other minorities.
If we don't fix the system, something worse is going to come. Right now, it's our Black brothers and sisters. But who's next? And if we don't stand up for them, who's going to stand up for us?
In fact, Hispanics share a similar history of violence from law enforcement officers. Maritza de la Trinidad is an assistant professor of Mexican-American studies and history at the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley.
The Mexican-American community also faced violence by the law enforcement, especially in Texas, by the Texas Rangers. And so there is documentation of police brutality and law enforcement brutality against Mexican Americans, not only in Texas, but Arizona and California.
Georgia McShann has lived in the Valley for more than 40 years. He grew up during segregation and later became the first African American man to be elected to the Harlingen School Board in 1988.
What has happened now, the children, the great grandchildren of the fathers of the 60s, realized that their plight was very similar. So you could begin to see a conversion of minorities coming together saying that, you know, we had discrimination, maybe not so much by the law, but by the practice they discriminated against us.
Back at the protests, there were signs reading Black Brown Unity, hashtags RGV for BLM, and Mexican flags with glued felt letters reading Black Lives Matter. However, not everyone was on board. While I was talking with organizer Aimalohi Aramaseli, just as the protest was set to begin, a counter-protest rolled in.
Yeah, it's the motorcyclists. Yeah.
Just over 100 motorcyclists from groups such as El Bandidos and Blue Shield encircled the tiny two-acre park. The group parked at an adjacent bank and walked across to the Black Lives Matter protest with the Blue Lives Matter and All Lives Matter signs, flags, and chants. Among them was Efren Barajas, who says he was there to voice his support of law enforcement.
They protect us. They go into dangerous situations where they are risking their lives to save our loved ones.
The McAllen resident says he didn't understand the need to have a specific Black Lives Matter protest.
Now here in the Valley, it's not us against them. No, we all work together.
Aramaseli, however, says the Valley's small Black community doesn't always feel that way.
Because they feel alone. People kept telling me, we really needed this here, we really needed this here. So even though maybe racism and the issues that take place in the RGV are happening on a lower scale or maybe a little bit more hush-hush, doesn't mean that they're not here.
Jonelle Alce agrees. She's a multiracial Afro-Latina and lives in Weslaco.
The Valley's not excluded. Just because a majority of our residents are Latino or Hispanic does not mean that injustices are not happening or has not taken place here.
And injustices have taken place here. In 1981, the McAllen Police Department made national headlines when a federal grand jury in Brownsville indicted 5 McAllen police officers on brutality charges. 4 of the 5 officers were Hispanic. The fallout, according to a police magazine at the time, resulted in a complete reorganization of the department. Nowadays, the consensus among protesters in Archer Park was that the rapport between the community and the police is generally positive.
Justice, no peace, no racist police.
We're not anti-cop, we're anti-racist police.
In evidence of that point, the protesters ended the night with a candlelight vigil for both the victims of police brutality and the police officers that were killed in Dallas. From McAllen, I'm Kristen Cabrera for the Texas Standard.